It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, let's talk about this Thursday night football matchup real quick, guys. We got the Lions and Packers. Like I mentioned earlier, David Montgomery, Christian Watson, Aaron Jones also might play in this game. It's looking likely for all these guys. Keep monitoring that, okay? Watson and Aaron Jones will be in my lineup if they play. David Montgomery, probably a back-end RB2 this week. I think Watson will probably play him as a high-end wide receiver 3. Aaron Jones is a high-end wide receiver. I'm sorry, running back 2. I think Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback play this week. He's been getting it done. QB4 on the year. Hasn't had one bad fantasy day. Okay, so throw him in your lineup this week. Goff, also a potential streamer in this matchup. Decent matchup this week. Fantasy Life's Game Hub is showing this one at 45.5 point total, with the Lions favored by 1.5. So they're expecting, Vegas is expecting a close game here. Jahmyr Gibbs, I think, top 18 running back play if Montgomery's back, maybe like a top 15 play top 12 play if Montgomery's out. He should be in lineups though. We talked about being patient with him already. I think Romeo Dubs is a solid flex play if Watson's out. I think Romeo Dubs is a solid flex. If Watson plays. Now, if he's out, I think Jaden Reed is a decent what the heck flex play. If Watson's in, like, it's a little bit tougher to play him, but you never know. He could have his games. So I wouldn't necessarily drop him or anything like that because he is a good wide receiver. Luke Musgrave, top 10 tight end play for me this week. The Lions have given up the most fantasy points to tight ends this season. The rookie tight end on the other side of the ball, Sam Laporta, you mentioned him earlier, also one of the best tight end plays out there. As of right now, I'm viewing him as an every week starter. Okay. No tight end has had more receptions than Laporta through the first 3 games of their career. So there's that. Okay. Put him in your lineups. Now, if you want some action on this game, go check out Underdog Fantasy. They have a bunch of pick-ems available to choose from. You choose higher or lower on stat lines for a bunch of players in these games, and then you stack them up into one entry. You can 20x your entry amount. Okay, so let's say you throw in 5 picks into your entry. You put in $10. You can turn that $10 into $200 in one night. Okay, so right now, new users get a free Jared Goff pick-em on Thursday night. All he needs to do is get 1 yard in any way possible, passing, rushing, whatever. And you have one of your picks taken care of just like that. So instead of getting those 5 picks right, you just need to add him in there and then worry about the other 4 picks that you have. It doesn't have to be 5 picks. Like, you can even choose to put in 3 or 4. you know, to increase your odds of winning, but the multiplier just isn't 20x. It'll go down just a little bit. So not only that, you're going to get your first deposit doubled up to $500 for a limited time. Just use code UPPERHAND to get all of those perks. Go to underdogfantasy.com or just download the Underdog Fantasy app. You can search for it, or you can find the link in the description of this show. That's UPPERHAND, underdogfantasy.com. Use code UPPERHAND. Okay, so the couple picks I like this week, Sam Laporta, over 4 receptions. We just talked about him setting records, right, in the reception category. Luke Musgrave, yeah. I like him to go over 36.5 receiving yards, right? He's getting the air yards. Detroit has also allowed the most receiving yards to tight ends. So I think those seem pretty solid to me. So maybe like Laporta, Musgrave, and then the Goff free pick. It's a 6x my money. I like that as like a nice, relatively safe play, right? Of course, you can add in Amon-Ra stat line in there. You know, Jared Goff's, if you want to choose another Jared Goff stat line, Jordan Love stat line, etc. So again, use code UPPERHAND when you sign up. Any other thoughts on this game, Zach, after my spiel?
I think you just about covered it. That's how I'm looking at it. I think Christian Watson's a really good play this week. I'm really optimistic for what he can do coming in this offense. Like I said, Jordan Love hasn't been dialed into any receiver really just yet. He's kind of been on Jaden Reed 1 week, and he's on Romeo Doubs another week. I think that Christian Watson can come in and be like his lean-on guy, the go-to guy in this offense, because we know the type of talent he was, the production that he was putting up last season. And Jordan Love, like I mentioned, looks better than I think any of us could have imagined. Like, have you seen some of the, like, all 22 angles of these passes he's putting out? Like, I saw nice, somebody tweeted out, and they said, like, they literally carbon-copied Aaron Rodgers. But I don't think we're going that far. But some of the arm angles that he's putting in, like, they're really good. So Jordan Love looked really good. I think
he's been sitting behind the guy, so he's going to like, you know, have some of the tendencies for sure. You know, he learned a couple things here and there over the last couple of years for sure.
Yeah. So Christian Watson, I think he can be the guy that he leans on. And we know Aaron Rodgers like leaning on somebody. His name is Davante Adams. If he's going to continue that trend of, you know, picking up on things that Aaron Rodgers used to do, I think Christian Watson has the best chance of doing that because he's the most talented receiver in this room right now.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.